Right now, a coalition of labor groups has filed a lawsuit against the lame duck laws Republicans passed before Governor Evers took office. That marks now the third legal challenge against some or all of the legislation. These laws impose new limits on certain powers held by Evers and fellow Democrat Josh Call, now Attorney General. Republicans say the moves are about balancing power between the executive and legislative branches. Democrats say they were a last-ditch power grab in an attempt to undercut the November elections. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, remind us the high points here of what these lame duck laws did.
I guess we're pretty broad, but I think the pieces that are being challenged in these lawsuits really focus on the restrictions that these new laws imposed upon Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call. One of the things that's getting a lot of attention, not only in the press, but in these lawsuits now, is a new restriction that prevents Evers and Call from deciding when to get into and out of federal lawsuits. So the Affordable Care Act lawsuit, that's something that they both ran on getting the state out of. They can't do that now under one of the lame duck laws. Another provision that's getting some attention in these lawsuits is all the restrictions. It is a bunch of restrictions on Evers when it comes to administrative rulemaking. And a lot of that now has to go before the legislature to get their okay. This is something that the unions filing this lawsuit yesterday say could grind government to a halt.
Right. Let's talk about this newest lawsuit here, a group of unions. Who is suing here and why?
So you got kind of a long list of plaintiffs here who's suing. You've got Service Employees International Union, SEIU, SEIU Healthcare Wisconsin, Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers, AFT Wisconsin, Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. Also, state senator is among the plaintiffs, Janet Bewley. And so they are all saying that the lame duck session amounted to a violation of the state constitution's protections of separation of powers. So it's taking too much power away from the executive branch, they say, giving the legislature too much of a check over the executive. So they've said that, you know, it's always been a right of executives, governors in Wisconsin, to decide when to get into and out of litigation, like the Affordable Care Act lawsuit. And the new restrictions have created kind of chaos when it comes to that. There's uncertainty about how to get into and out of that. And then they really do drill down on these provisions that restrict Evers' ability to write administrative rules, saying that, you know, that's going to have repercussions that are both expensive and confusing, that you're going to have a government that's not responsive.
Why unions? Why are they the ones filing these suits?
I think, I'm not certain, but it's not unusual to see unions be adversaries in an organized way against, you know, Republicans in this case. They've had a long history of kind of going back and forth with Republicans over the last 8 years over laws that they passed. And so in this case, I don't think it's surprising to see them band together to hire lawyers to fight the lame duck laws.
And what's the venue on this one?
This one is in Dane County Circuit Court. So that is in the state court system, which means that it would ultimately be appealed up to the state Supreme Court, you know, if it got that far, where conservatives have a 4-3 majority.
Talking to Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief, looking at lawsuits against legislation passed in the lame duck session late last year. Sean, it's one of now three lining up. Let's talk about the other ones. One in federal court, more specific to voting regulations, right?
Right. And this one is kind of an offshoot of a 2016 case where Judge James Peterson struck down early voting restrictions in Wisconsin, along with a number of other Republican-authored voting laws. Essentially, what James Peterson said in this case is, look, I struck these laws down before you passed a new law that's almost exactly the same, and he blocked it again. So that federal case was already in the court system. It's actually been appealed. It was appealed a couple of years ago to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, but the Seventh Circuit never did anything with that case. So it's still in the hands of Judge James Peterson, and he said, look, I'm blocking this law again. It's similar to what I blocked before, and you can't do this.
And then the third one, we've talked about this, the Wisconsin League of Women Voters and other groups. They're filing a challenge to the whole package, not on the merits, not on the outcome of these laws, as I understand it, but on the procedure. They're saying, in effect, this never happened because the session wasn't convened right.
Yeah, exactly. And so this one is also filed in Dane County Circuit Court. And so you've got two cases now. You've got the union case and you have the League of Women Voters case that are both in circuit court. But I think you can kind of sort them out by looking at the union's case as suing these laws on the merit. I mean, you asked why unions would sue. They did reference how that this these changes will make it harder for working people to accomplish their goals in state government. And that Governor Evers was the candidate that they supported and, you know, that they should be able to see the result of that election, you know, transpire in state government. So the union case is on the merits. It's a separation of powers case. The other case, the League of Women Voters case, is strictly procedural. It says that there's nothing in the Wisconsin Constitution that says the state legislature can convene in extraordinary session. They did that. And so anything that they passed in that extraordinary session is unlawful. An extraordinary session is a session called by legislative leaders. It's happened a couple dozen times since about 1980. Normally, typically over the history of the state, the way that the legislature would convene in these sessions that aren't scheduled would be in a special session called by the governor. So this is something that they say hasn't been tested before in the court system, and they're going to test it now.
As of right now, all of the stuff passed in the lame duck session is in effect, right, John, except for that one specific voting issue in the federal court.
Correct. The voting provision. There's also some stuff that Judge Peterson struck down having to do with the ID petition process, or the process that people use when they, you know, go to get an ID for voting. That has all been struck down in that federal court ruling. But these two state cases that want to take down everything that was passed in the lame duck session, they are, you know, very much in their early stages. I think there's a scheduling conference for the League of Women Voters case next week. But there have been no rulings in those cases. There have been, you know, no hearings in those cases, really. And so they're just at their beginnings.
Any rumblings that there might be more lawsuits waiting in the wings out there, Sean?
I haven't heard rumblings, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I think one thing that people were watching for, you know, after this League of Women Voters case was filed and says that, you know, procedurally, you can't have extraordinary sessions in Wisconsin. At that point, I think a lot of people were thinking we still have another case to come, because there's been a lot of Democrats have talked a lot about how this is a separation of powers issue, how you're giving the legislature too much of veto power over the executive, or the governor in this case. So now that this case is here, you know, that will be argued in the state courts. Wouldn't be surprised to see another one, but we don't have one right now.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. We talked with him about the lawsuits, three of them now, related to the lame duck laws Republicans passed before Governor Tony Evers took office. Sean and the rest of the news team will be tracking the progress of those lawsuits as they move forward.